Saturday AM Live with Vance Roger.
Well, thank you very much for that little announcement, sexy computer voice. I appreciate your contribution to Saturday AM Live. One of these days I'm going to meet one of these people that does one of those voiceovers. That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Just a little pipe dream of mine, probably not for you guys. But good morning, everybody. It is another beautiful Saturday morning here in Portland, Oregon. At least I presume it's beautiful. It's very dark outside. But we finally got rain, which I'm excited about because that means the grass will start growing again and things will green up after 3 full months of none whatsoever. So wherever you're dialing in from, I know many of you are on the go. It was great just last week to see several people face to face to hear that usual comment from the Saturday AM gang, which was, "Hey, I listen to you every Saturday, but sometimes I have to listen to the recording." So please thank that guy again that does it. So there's a little shout-out to Steve Crowfoot. Many, many people I know are so grateful for what he does for us. So today, as our typical format, is that at the end of the call, I do have some announcements, and I'll open up the line for Q&A. I know there's some questions about stuff that's going on at NECN, what's going to be taking place 2 weeks from now at the Leadership Conference in San Diego, and I'm looking forward to seeing many of you there. And before we get into that, though, we have two wonderful people on the line with us, Jerry and Faye Adams from the Woodlands, Texas. You guys are in the Woodlands, correct?
Spring.
You're in Spring. I was so close and yet so far away. My wife grew up in Conroe and Spring, Texas, so if I could muster her out of bed at this time of day, then I know she would be delighted to be a part of this conversation, but she's still very much horizontal, as is everybody else in the house. But Jerry and Faye Adams have been with NECN for a while, have a wonderful story that they're going to share with us. And Jerry, let's go a little bit back, because as I mentioned in my email, your background is as an electrician, and you've done a variety of different jobs or employment opportunities, and one of those was working with NASA, which is always kind of a little exciting trademark, and you were a teacher for numerous years, and just done a lot of stuff. And but through that, what brought you guys into NECN is some of the challenges you picked up along the way. So kind of bring us up to speed on both of y'all's background. And I'm being sensitive to your location of where you live. Did you catch that? I used the word y'all instead of you guys, you know. I was a Texan for a couple years there, and so I know how to be sensitive. So take us back. And we don't need the whole, you know, 7 decades of history of how you were born and, you know, whether or not, you know, your dad cut the umbilical cord or that was mom's job. No, we don't need that stuff. Who are Jerry and Faye Adams?
Okay. Well, I was born in Boynton Beach, Florida, 1938, a long time ago. Had polio when I was 4, summer of 42, and didn't walk for about a year, but got through all of that. And, of course, it came back to visit later, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And after I got out of, I had a couple of injuries in high school playing football, you know, where you didn't have any rules back then except kill each other, and I paid for it. So got out of school and went into the Air Force, and was stationed in Germany and Turkey for a little while, and then came back to the United States, and then I met Faye while I was on leave in 1959, and things kind of progressed from there, and we were married October 1st, 1960, which was 52 years ago.
And happy anniversary on that note, my goodness gracious, 5 decades. Faye, we want to know later in the call that your secret to putting up with a guy like Jerry. That's, wow, that's huge.
Few challenges.
So 52 years of marital bliss. And, Faye, if I can interrupt to chime in here, background-wise, what would cause you to answer this question, to stick around with a guy that has such a variety of different occupations as Harry?
Well, actually,
actually, I was born in Buffalo, New York, a long way away from there, but moved to Daytona Beach, Florida when I was 7, and my parents owned a chicken camp. So I actually grew up in the public, living right there at the camp. And so I was used to all different kinds of people and dealing with them and their idiosyncrasy. So I guess that's why I'm able to put up with them.
Well, I just, you know, hitting the 17-year mark for us a couple weeks ago, I always like to glean a little bit from experts like yourself that can not only make a union work like that, but I think it's an attribute that we in NECAN need to learn and observe more from as far as relationships, building them, maintaining them, keeping them, navigating them, and all that stuff. So let's keep the progression going. Where did it, Air Force? For you, Jerry, and then what, typical 4 years doing Air Force and then went into the electrical field?
Well, I learned electronics in the Air Force, electronic countermeasures, and like I said, I was stationed in Germany, which was Berlin, which I loved, and then I went to, transferred to Turkey, and then went back to Kiesler and taught electronics there, and that is what got me into working at Cape Canaveral. I worked for the Martin Marietta Corporation on the Titan 1, Titan 2, Gemini, and Titan 3. And then I went over to the NASA side and worked on the Apollo moon lander, you know, the moon rocket.
Okay.
And worked over there for a little over 2 years. We were the backup crew for the Apollo 11. And I could kind of see the handwriting on the wall from several years' experience with other projects that everybody was going to get laid off because we were on the wrong crew, and so I quit about a month before they actually landed on the moon.
Oh, wow.
And then we...
Yeah, we lived in Orlando at the time, and we knew that everybody that was laid off was going to be looking for a job in Orlando, so Jerry jumped them by quitting a month before that and getting a job in Orlando.
Okay. And that was a little premature before Walt moved down there and opened up his base of operation at Disney World, eh?
Well, actually, they were just starting when we were kind of winding down.
Okay.
They were starting to build.
Yeah.
They were on the opposite side of town from us.
Okay. So I'm curious, and I don't want to hurry this along, but for the sake of, because my curiosity always goes down these little different bunny trails of questions. Knowing electronics and how they work and everything, how did that segue? I mean, because I know you weren't working for NASA when you were introduced to NECAN, because NECAN wasn't even around back then. We weren't a company until 1975. How did that segue and lead you into your discovery of NECAN of, wow? Or were you one of those type of electronical-minded, you know, engineer types that had to study up and figure out how it all worked, or did you just take it for a face value and say, okay, this I gotta go for this. This makes perfect sense.
A little of both.
Okay.
I'm a promoter personality, but I also intellectually have to understand everything, and that's part of that is a teaching background. And, of course, it drives my sponsor, Dr. Andy Foster, nuts. She always says, quit, read, you know, get out, talk, get out there and build a business. And I understand that, but again, I think it goes back to wanting to know how everything works. And actually,
he has to be careful that he doesn't try to tell people how everything works.
Right.
Okay.
It has to be repeatable.
So, and what was it that worked for you? I mean, and was it both of you, or one more than the other? I mean, how were you introduced to NECAN?
Actually, it was me, because I had osteoporosis. And Andy had tried different things with me. I had tried some of the drugs, and they didn't work. And so she, when Osteodense came up, she said, the company just had something new, and I wonder if you would like to try it, you know. So that's actually how we got started, because we didn't even know about the business at the time. When she told us that, she said, and you can either buy it from me or you can buy it from yourself. And didn't explain that, you know. And so that was on a Friday, and then she called and said on Saturday, she said, I'm having a meeting Sunday afternoon in my office that I'll be explaining a little bit about that osteodense that I told you about if you want to come. So we came, she told us about the business, and she hadn't been in but about 6 months. And then she called us Monday and said, do you want to sign up? And we went, I guess so. So that's how we got in.
And that was how long ago?
3.5 years ago.
Okay. I like that phrase, you can either buy it from me or you can buy it from yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
It was kind of a no-brainer, one that good wholesale.
Yeah, well, no, it makes perfect sense because the words wholesale or retail sometimes freak people out because then they think, oh, if there's a member, but then at the same time, other folks are in the mindset of, hey, there's a club, if there's a membership, if there's something to join, I'm in. I join them all, and I'm kind of in that category. If I can get a deeper discount by making a small investment up front of, you know, a few bucks, why not? It just makes more sense. It really makes more sense. So you bought the Bone Trio, and then what happened with your osteoporosis?
That's a long story, so...
Well, give us the short version of the story.
I've maintained my staying on the Bone Health product, but I also have a challenge that goes along with it that Andy, being the person who is able to find out, that I actually store cadmium in my system, and that inhibits the absorption of calcium.
Okay.
So it's helped me to maintain, but I really haven't gotten totally off being out of osteopenia.
Okay.
So,
well, you went from osteoporosis to osteopenia.
Yeah, I went from osteoporosis to osteopenia.
Okay.
So that's better, you know, but I have a challenge that a lot of people don't have.
Well, and the bottom line is that most people don't realize until you hang out with people like Dr. Ken Howiak, after a while, you start to remember these things that, you know, once we reach the age of 50, women, 50% of them are dealing with osteoporosis. Most of them don't even know it, and for men it's 25%. So we're talking absolutely huge, and the statistics are not good. So just in that avenue alone, we've got a huge, fantastic market with Weekend's Bone Trio. Now, I know, Jerry, for you, over the years, going back to being diagnosed, you said at age 4 with polio?
Yep.
And why do they call it, out of curiosity, why do we call it post-polio?
Well, post-polio is a syndrome that came about and was recognized by some of the doctors here in Houston. Actually, we're friends with a doctor here that has worked with polio patients about 60 years and has a huge, huge background to work on, you know, with thousands and thousands of people. And he actually came up with the identification of post-polio, which means that the polio symptoms come back many, many, many years later. What happened with the polio is it destroyed a lot of your nerves, and the normal process as you age, as nerves die off, other nerves will branch out and reconnect. Well, with a post-polio person, a lot of those nerves were destroyed, so when the nerves try to reconnect with other nerves or make muscles work better, there's nothing there. And so the nerves and the muscles start to atrophy more. And so you wind up with what we call post-polio fatigue, muscle pain, kind of like fibromyalgia, deep muscle pain.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I was just thinking the same thing. I said these symptoms that you're describing are exactly what, you know, we now refer to as fibromyalgia, but obviously there's a difference in the diagnosis. However, Stacy, you know, slapped me the other day because I don't remember where we were, but a commercial for, you know, a fibromyalgia medication came on. And then, of course, as our family, especially our oldest daughter McKenna and I do, when they start going through the list of side effects, good grief. I mean, I'm just going, man, I think I would endure the pain of the fibromyalgia versus have the chance of all that laundry list of things. I mean, convulsive vomiting. I mean, that just didn't sound like something that I would enjoy. Internal bleeding. uncontrollable diarrhea. I mean, the list went on and on and on and on. But, and I don't want to deviate from that, but it sounds like what you deal with, especially with the, you didn't use the word exhaustion, but fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
That, and so my mind immediately thinks, so obviously the nature of sleep system was a huge answer or huge solution for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I had problems with, two things. I couldn't get into a good restful sleep and stay asleep for more than about an hour and a half. And it would take me sometimes 20, 30 minutes to really settle down. Well, then when you get up to go to the restroom and come back, you had to go through that process all over again.
Sure.
And it was just a continual, you know, you get up five, six times a night. And when I got up, I wasn't sure that my legs were going to work real well. So I would always hold on to something before I took a couple of steps to make sure that my legs, you know, weren't going to just collapse on me. And what I found with the sleep system, the first night I slept like 3.5 hours and could not believe it. And the second thing was I didn't have any trouble walking. And so that's been just huge.
The Kinko seat was also a help because when Jerry would sit in his chair, maybe to watch a football game for a few hours, he'd sort of get up and he'd just stand there and I'd ask him, are you okay? And he'd go, well, I just got to make sure my legs are going to work before I take a step, you know. So now using the Kinko seat, he doesn't have that problem when he sits for a while.
Wow. So it really impacts the circulatory system of the body to get everything, you know, flowing again.
Right, and makes the nerves communicate. And I think that's just really fantastic that the magnets do make the nerves communicate well, and they can figure out what they need to do. And the other thing I had was the arthritis from bone injuries and things like that. I had my arch broken and arthritis set in, and it was very painful to walk. Any distance at all. And as long as I'm wearing the insoles, I don't have that foot pain. If I don't have them in, the pain level's up like 8, 9, 10 very quickly, within 30 minutes. And I'm literally hobbling around like a 90-year-old man, even though I'm only 74. But I put the insoles in, I'm good to go.
You know, Jerry, you mentioned that, and it immediately always reminds me back to conversations that I've had with Roger Drummer, who is NEKN's lead nutritional expert, and he's, you know, every time I see him, and I was with him this week, it's just this ever-present reminder that we have 70,000 nerve endings in our feet, in each one, and I know you can attest to this, exactly what you just described, that having the mag steps or mag strides in our shoes and walking on them, it really keeps those nerves and muscles and all those nerve endings communicating properly and keeps that circulatory, and we're not making medical claims, we never do that, we're just explaining what goes on in the body. But I loved his comment the last time I heard him say it. He said, "You can you imagine what we could do for the human body if that's all we did, and keeping ourselves properly hydrated, of course, but just walking on a pair of magnetic insoles of what can take place in the body." And he further, you know, explain that walking outside. Now, not all of us can do this year round, but bare feet touching the ground, that magnetic energy from the earth literally radiates through the entire body. And if we did that, like, you know, people of old, well, actually, there's a lot of hippies. We see a lot of them here in the Portland area because our motto is Keep Portland Weird. And people walk around barefoot. To me, it's rather disgusting. Because I just think, man, they're going to have to sleep someplace tonight, and if they're married, I can't imagine being next to somebody who's got feet that are like that. But sorry, this is the way my mind goes. But for you, Jerry, you said you had a fallen arch or a broken arch or an injured, and I know I've dealt with that over the years as well. And it's, you know, if you're wearing the mag steps, it seems to alleviate that entirely. What have you found when, because, you know, polio is not a common a symptom or common condition, but have you had the opportunity to assist and help others that are dealing with that?
We belong to about three different groups that are polio support groups, and we've helped several people in each one of those groups by showing them what the magnetic inserts can do, the Kinko-C bracelets, and the power bands, the power patches. And they've just had amazing results and are just tickled to death.
Now, for those of us who are not part of a post-polio support group or that, if we came across somebody who was, is there a magic question? Because now you are one, so it's different from your perspective, but for those of us who are not, is there a way to bridge a conversation, or what do you say to someone, and what would you encourage those of us, you know, if we come across, or when? I shouldn't use the word when, because it's, or if, because it's a... it's inevitable that's going to be a when we come across people like this. How do you start that conversation, or how do you lend Nikan right on into it?
Well, typically when I see someone with a leg brace or something like that, or a cane or walker, I'll ask them, you know, did you have polio? And some of them will answer, you know, yes, I did. And I say, well, I did too. And just tell them very briefly, you know, how the insoles have helped me to be more stable and to get rid of pain and balance, you know, better balance and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, better balance is good because a lot of them don't have too good a balance as they get older.
And they have a lot of difficulty with falling and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By wearing the insoles, they can alleviate that. And we've seen several cases, you know, several instances where that happened. Faye did one with a lady, and she can kind of relate that.
She was kind of, her back was not straight, so she was kind of tipped sideways, and she was using a cane. And I had her stand on the insoles, and she was hanging onto a table, and I said, just let go of it. And she was kind of hesitant to do that. And I said, I'm right behind you, I'm not going to let you fall. And she let go, and she just kind of stood there for a few seconds, and she could tell the difference, and she just stood up very straight. It was just amazing from behind her to just watch her do that. Like, I feel like I've got balance that she didn't have before, you know, so that was a pretty neat experience to see that. But I think you probably, meeting someone, you would do it the same as you would anybody else, you know, I mean, as far as if you see somebody that appears to have some kind of issue.
I think that the key here is building relationships with people and asking them, you know, are you open?
Yeah.
It looks like you've got some balance issues. You're using a walker or a cane. You know, I've been blessed because I was introduced to something years ago, and I'd love to share it with you. I mean, you know, right, and I'm sure you guys run into this as well, that some people aren't open. That's okay. We gotta move on to the next people and find those that are, because some people don't want to give up their disability because they don't have anything to live for or talk about. And I know that's crude and crass, but we've all encountered folks that they don't want change, or they don't want it that fast. This goes back, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. Some people can't, you know. I read about it in the Bible all the time. Some people they just freak out.
They
have a panic attack when change happens too quickly, or, you know, a miraculous healing or a resolving of an issue. I'm curious as well. I know, Jerry, from the conversations that we've had via email, that you've also dealt with some issues with your prostate, issues with cholesterol. I mean, literally fantastic. Give the numbers of your cholesterol just from using the progesterol in a short amount of time and what happened there. That, to me, that was, I mean, over the top.
Yeah. Well, in March of 09, I had a total cholesterol of 211. And I had always been around 200, 210, somewhere in that range. So I'd always been around that area. Hadn't been too high, hadn't been too low. I started taking the progesterol, and the bad cholesterol of that 211 was like 144, which was pretty high. I started taking the progesterol took 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks, and then I went to 1 ounce a day for 4 more weeks, and then I went and had my blood work done. And that was in 2011, June, July of 2011. and I got the results back, and the total cholesterol was 157, and bad cholesterol was 92, and he was just, you know, ecstatic about it. And fact is, it was so good that he wouldn't even retest me this year. At your age, you're just got, you know, and I didn't change my things I was eating, my diet or anything. I just took the 2 ounces, you know, for 2 weeks, and then dropped that for 1 ounce for 4 weeks, and we had amazing results.
You know, go ahead.
Another thing with the progesterol that I won't know until I go back, but I have had high pressure in my eyes. I've had cataract surgery in both eyes, but the doctor was saying that it was really good this last time, and he wanted me to come back in 6 months to check it again. And I think the progesterol is actually lowering the pressure in my eye.
And why, Faye, that's a pretty bodacious claim or statement. Why do you feel that, I mean, I know the answer to this rhetorical question, but I'm curious why you feel that's happening.
I don't know. I just feel like it is because it's come down. It was at the highest was like 35 in one eye, which normal is supposed to be 17 to 19. And now it's down to 19 in one eye, I think it was, and 18 in the other or something like that, you know. And it hadn't done that until I started on the progesterol probably 6 months ago or so. So that's why I just think it came down because of that. And he's kind of, the doctor's kind of like, wow, this is really good. You know, we'll watch it for another 6 months, and then I'll extend your appointments out to a year, which is normal, you know. So.
And that number, for those of us who are neophytes and don't understand how the eyes work and everything, those numbers represent what? I mean, you said you were at 35, and now you're at 18 to 19. What do those numbers mean?
It's the pressure in the eye.
Okay.
Internal pressure.
Yeah, Jerry said the internal pressure. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just know that when they test you, you know, when you go to the eye doctor and they check your pressure, they tell you open your eyes big and they push something that's against your eyeball, I guess it is, but it's already deadened so you don't feel it, and they can test the pressure that way.
Okay.
He was at a point of thinking that maybe I might have glaucoma, that I might have to start putting drops in my eye. So that's why Jerry and I actually decided for me to get on the progesterol as well, you know, to see if that would actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pierre's...
This is an issue that we never know what we're going to prevent or what we're going to be able to help in our physical bodies until we start utilizing some of these solutions that are out there. Because, I mean, even in Houston... there's no way you're going to be able to get, because I, again, conversation with Roger, and it's in the Nikan magazine, the article that he talks about, you can't buy the bergamot, and I think I'm mispronouncing that, you can't buy the bitter orange. Nobody sells it here in North America. I mean, I guess if you look, search, you know, long and wide, you might find it, but it's not a common fruit, and yet it has so many wonderful benefits of being able to take it in that form. Jerry, I'm curious as well about your PSA count, and this is something that I had a conversation with a dear friend the other day who had prostate surgery, who is on a major rapid recovery as a result, and he attributes it to, you know, being in a Nikan wellness home, being on the sleep system, and getting, you know, control back of his bladder and all the issues that are associated with issues of the prostate, but your numbers are pretty alarming from what they were.
Oh, yeah. Well, my numbers had normally been around 2, a little above, hadn't had real high numbers, you know, for the PSA count, which is the prostate-specific antigen, and then it jumped about a point and a half from 1 year to the next, and my urologist said, well, there's something going on because your history is level at like 2.1, 2.2, but here we are at 3.7. So I need to do biopsies. So I did 12 biopsies, 5 of them came back as a low-level cancer. So he suggested that we go in through a short-duration radiation treatment. And they use a computer-generated radiation goes around you, you know, and it fires and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, you're only on the table for a short amount. I went through 45 treatments.
90 seconds each.
Yeah, not about 90 seconds each. And Dr. Foster, he said, as soon as you're through with radiation, we want to put you on heavy doses of the immunity and the lactoferrin. And the reason for the lactoferrin was she thought that, that the radiation might have caused some damage in the intestinal area, so let's build it back up. So normal dosage is like two immunity and one lactoferrin. Well, I did four immunity and six lactoferrin for 30 days immediately following the radiation. And the doctors and all the literature they've given us said that I would expect more than about a 1-point drop in your PSA after you go through the radiation.
This was the test 6 weeks after the radiation was over. They did the blood work again.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
And I went in to counsel with him, and we're sitting there, and he said, I haven't pulled up your records yet. Let me pull them up. So he types it in the computer, and he turns back around, and he's going through the numbers and everything, you know, saying, well, we're looking for about a 2.5, something like that. That would be really good. And about that time, the computer dinged. He turned around. The first words out of his mouth was, wow. And I said, what? And he said, well, it's your results. I said, well, are they good or bad? Oh, they're fantastic. Well, what are they? 0.9.
Holy smokes.
From 3.7 down to 0.9. And so he's just bouncing off the wall. Boy, this is the best case we've ever seen for this, you know, radiation treatment. I said, well, it's not only that. I did this, you know, I told him what I did.
He said, I have a secret. Would you like to
know
what it is?
Right. And well, yeah, you know, well, you know, he's a white coat, so, he didn't look it up. I gave him all the information, my website, the whole nine yards. But anyway, so I went back 4 months later, in September of 2010, and my PSA was down to 0.4. Well, he's bouncing off the walls again. He said, but, you know, the radiation for 6 months, and da-da-da-da. I said, yeah, it'll be lower next time. So I went back in 6 months. And at that point in time, which was March of 11, it was down to 0.2. And he said,
wow.
Your PSA is lower than mine. I have never had cancer. So go to your urologist in about a year and follow up. So I did that. And, that was, in August of, this year. And my PSA was 0.1. And the doctor said, well, I can't measure any lower than that.
So, it could be zero, but yeah, one's as low as it records.
Sure, sure. You know, I what startles me, or I mean, I guess it really shouldn't, being a wellness consultant for now as long as we have, we hear results like this, and I know that you guys, being with Nikan for, you know, almost 4 years now, you're utilizing everything, and I know how beneficial even something as simple as the water that we have. It's a better quality pH, you know, higher than, you know, 7, so we know that's a huge attribute. It's magnetically charged. It's got all the trace minerals in it. It's clean, so it doesn't have that, especially it doesn't have that Texas flavor to it, which is truly disgusting, and don't take that personal, and I know you won't. I've never, ever, anywhere in the whole entire state of Texas, and I've been all over that big state, I've never tasted any water that does not taste like nasty pipe. It's truly disgusting. But that's one of the benefits of having a waterfall or drinking out of the sports bottle. And I know all the other attributes. We can't just say, well, I was dealing with prostate issues, and I did this, and this is what I know did it. No. I know what you guys are doing. You're using a combination of a lot of the components of the wellness home. And to me, I guess all of that combined is what's driven your numbers down as low as they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, the serendipity effect of everything, or synergistic effect of everything working together. And I have given that testimony just real, real brief at a couple of networking meetings that I go to. And I have picked up people that have said, I want to talk to you more about that, or I want to do what you did. And the same thing with the water bottle. hold up the water bottle and show them what it looks like and tell them, you know, if this is the best filtered water you can get, you know, bar none. And we've had people that have come up to, you know, tell me more, I want to buy some.
Mm-hmm. And he said a couple of people have gotten on progesterone because they didn't want to get on the statin drugs.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a silly question, but, you know, we come across this all the time that some people say, well, my insurance will pay for those statin drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, again, I can't be the only one. You know, McKenna and I, our 13-year-old daughter and myself, cannot be the only ones that mock these commercials when we see them on TV or when we see the ads in the magazine and we start reading the fine print. We cannot, surely we're not the only ones out of 300 million people just in this country that are making fun of these issues. Because these are common things. And I know that if we just keep building relationships like what y'all are doing, that we'll have the opportunity to share our story. And it's not rocket science. It's and I know that as a NASA electrician, you'd admit to that. It's not complicated. It really isn't. It's about talking to people and sharing.
More people, too, are looking for natural ways to take care of their health.
Yeah, and I think that front and center, I mean, if we miss any of the presidential or vice presidential debates that have taken place thus far, front and center, one of the big topics, and it always is, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, you know, health care, natural, you know, whatever we want to call it, a friend once shared to me, he said, you know, Vance, it boils down to self-care. It's our responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility. And if we don't do it, then we're going to pay for it later. It's not about, you know, in a bottle of progesterol, you know, once a month is a really, really simple, affordable solution for so many things. And I know you all are doing so much. And you guys answered my question before I could even ask of how you build the business, how you network, and it sounds like you just do it. You talk to people, you join groups, you get out there, and you have fun. You all obviously sound like you're having fun doing this. It's not work, it's not laboring, and you just go from there.
Jerry's a promoter, so he has to have fun.
I completely understand that, completely, as one myself. Well, I want to thank both of you. Jerry and Faye Adams have been our guests this morning, and if you know somebody that you know, I mean, we went through quite a few physical issues that Jerry's dealt with, and as well as Faye, dealing with osteoporosis. But if you know somebody that would benefit from hearing their story, you've got two options here I'm going to give you. One is to, you know, not dial in, but type in SaturdayAMLive.com and go to the website, and the whole entire recording, our conversation will be there. And then also, focus on growth. Dennis and Nancy Bryant, 800-496-8508, and I'll give that number again, 800-496-8508. Dennis and Jerry had a conversation and captured his story. Jerry, I forgot to ask you this, focus in on the polio or the prostate, or was it a combination of everything?
No, it was just the prostate.
Okay, just the prostate. So if you need a nice CD that, I mean, the prostate, I don't know how you describe that as nice, because it's, you know, it just is what it is. But if you need a really nice CD, a story to share with somebody, you can get that from Focus on Growth. And those of you who will be in San Diego, they'll have a booth at that event, and you could probably pick it up in person. But again, Jerry, Faye, thank you so much for taking the time.
Give them my phone number and my email address if they want to contact me. I've talked to several people that have a PSA issue, and be glad to, you know, do three ways.
Okay, well, why don't you give your phone number out, Jerry, if you want to do that?
My cell phone is 713-261-5931.
And I'm going to read through that again. It's area code 713-261-5931. And that's the best way to get a hold of Jerry if you need to do a three-way. But do yourself a favor. Leverage the story. The recording's already there. And if somebody is open, if they're looking for a more natural solution, I mean, we're not saying that don't go with what the doctors recommend. And we're not saying that at all. However, when you want to give the body the best environment as far as the recovery from what Jerry talked about with the building back up with the immunity and lactoferrin, I mean, you can't argue with those numbers. 3.7 down to finally, you know, 0.1. I mean, that is remarkable, absolutely remarkable. So, but leverage the CD, leverage the recording right here on Saturday AM Live. And then if you want to do a three-way or have people you know call Jerry, there's his number, and take advantage of that. So, because he's been so kind to offer that to us. But anyways, well, guys, the gang, men, women, boys, girls, whoever else is on the line, want to thank you all for tuning in today, and look forward to talking to you next week, same time, same place, and we'll go from there. So everybody, and again, Jerry, Faye, thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.